And we back. Yeah, we back for our third episode, y'all, man. I ain't gonna fraud. I thought about stop doing this shit. Like, I made the first two episodes. I was kind of like, yeah. I don't know. I wasn't really feeling as far as, like, continuing to just keep it for real. Like, I was, like, losing time. I was, like, doing, like, too many different things at once, for real. And it was really becoming draining. But a couple of my friends and stuff, like, because I didn't really promote the first two. Like, the first two was just, like, I just did it and wanted to see, like, some of my, like, closer friends' reaction to it. But now I started to, like, give it to a lot of different other people, and I'm starting to see, like, I started getting the responses from other people, and they were just telling me that, like, the shit was funny, like, it was good, and I need to keep doing it, y'all. But you know me, like, I don't really be having my heart all the way into it, but I'm gonna still do these now, because it's something to do and there's nothing to do, and there's so much shit to talk, and I like talking shit anyway, so I might as well just keep talking shit. You feel me? So we're gonna make this third episode. This third episode gonna be about, like, let's go with morality, like, and morals and shit. Like, I want motherfuckers to understand this shit. Like, in the club scene, for real, like, it ain't no, like, morals is left. Like, I hate motherfuckers. Like, you can't be too real in this shit. And I get into that. I fall into that trap too. Where like, you think you real. Like, you think you, like, doing something thorough. But, bro, like, it's not the place to be thorough. Like, the people in it, they don't respect thoroughness. Like, they don't respect you being real. They don't respect, like, you doing the right thing or anything, bro. They respect money. I promise you, you can be as thorough as you want to be, bro. If you ain't got money to match that thoroughness, might as well. You might as well be a homeless nigga to them bitches, bro. Ain't even. They don't give a fuck. Like, hey, like, you could be tough. That's why I be, look, motherfuckers will talk a bitch head off, bro. They don't give a fuck what you saying. I promise you, bro. Money is going to talk. And you in these clubs and shit like that, niggas, and this is a lesson for every nigga that be in these clubs and all of these motherfuckers that try to be too real and shit like that, money talks, bro. They are there to get money. Every question they responding to you with, every, like, conversation they have with you, it's only to get money. So, not saying, some of them might genuinely like you. You might be a cool guy. You might be a little funny. You might got a little, you know what I'm saying? You might got a little game, you feel me? You just shooting in the wrong gym. You got to have money with that game. Now, I done seen some niggas with good, that, but you got to have something behind it. I done seen some people finesse it a little bit. Like, you around a lot. So, eventually, like, you around people every day. You feel me? You persistent and consistent with coming in. Even if you're not spending money. If you're not doing too much and you just little, you might fuck around and find out. You feel me? You just might fuck around and find out. But for the vast majority, bro, they came into this shit because they in financial. People don't wake up one day and be like, I just want to strip, or I want to. They don't have no passion for this shit. Mm-mm. These bitches wasn't dreaming about being a stripper when they was fucking 10 years old. They couldn't wait to get their first stiletto. Like, they got. Niggas be. They not doing this shit to fulfill their dream. This is not it. Ain't no all-star game for stripping, baby. It's the polathon, maybe, like, but it ain't no, like, awards for this shit. Like, they don't, you don't get no certificate, none of that shit. You don't graduate from stripping school, go to stripping college. It's none of that shit, bro. They are doing this shit because they need money. Whatever scale it is, whether, I'm not saying, like, strippers is broke or nothing like that, because they shouldn't be broke. But they're doing it for money. They doing it because they need money, regardless of how much they need. See, some bitches might only need a little bit of money. Feel me? Some people strip just to, like, be like, all right, well, they got a job, but they know they got a body, and they can make bread off that shit. And they be like, all right, well, shit, I want to buy an extra car. Well, let me strip for a couple weeks. You feel me? Let me strip for a couple weeks. They got goals in tech. Well, most of them. Some of them get into that lifestyle, and they just fall into it. Those are the scary ones. Those are the bitches that's 30 plus still doing it. Like, that's not really by a lot of people standing up like, oh, I'm not old. Bitch, you old to be a stripper. Sorry. Like, that's vet status right there, baby. Mm-hmm. You in your 30s, you stripping around fucking 19, 20, 21, 22 and 23 year olds, bro. That's a lot of years difference. Like, at what point did you figure out what you was going to do? So it'd be like, you a vet in the strip club. That's crazy work. I'm not going to lie to you, bro. Because a lot of that shit be like in and out type shit. Like, girls be stripping for like, I seen like, let's say a solid like 4 or 5 years. Like, say they start stripping at like 19. They usually out of there by like 25, 26. After 26, 20. Yeah, Siri just came through and fucked me up. I started saying 19. Siri tried to jump in that bitch. She was like, I failed this on the web. Man, that's why I asked you, Siri. Back to what I was saying. After like, from like 19 to like, I would say 26, 27. After that, you kind of like, you in like different territory for real. So that just like little shit that I'm saying, like pretty much like just to reiterate what we're saying is like, this shit is about money. Don't let nobody else get you fucked up, bro. So if you coming in the club, bro, be prepared to spend money. Everything in a club costs money. Conversations, like, if you try and get a girl, bro, don't talk her head off unless you're spending money, because her time is called money. Her time is money right now. Like, she's working, bro. That's like a motherfucker, like, wherever you work at, if you're on a construction site or whatever the fuck you do, if a nigga come to your job, stop you from doing what you're doing, where you make your money, and they make you clock out from the time they talking to you to the end of that conversation, you're going to be like, bro, why are you talking to me for an hour? I just lost my $15 an hour. That was fit. Like, you mean whatever y'all get paid per hour, whatever the case is, if your time start by you being interrupted from it without getting paid, you be pissed. And that's how dancers feel. When you come in there and you talking their head off, don't be, not even just dancers for real. Shit, bartenders too. Yeah, they get paid a little shit pay. That should be trash for real. Nigga, they here for their tips. You feel me? Tip them. If you getting drinks, tip. If you bottles, whatever service you get, these motherfuckers is doing it for money. So know that shit. So all that being cool, being thorough shit, you gotta learn that shit out the way. Like, ain't nothing thorough about not giving her money for her time. So niggas be trying to speak all this extra shit, bro. Listen, money. It don't even gotta be a lot. Shit, bitches, understand, like, a little bit is, like, listen, that shit add up. You feel me? Like, you talk to a bitch for 20 minutes, give her $20. $1 a minute, bitch. She gonna charge you per sentence soon. Like, that shit, don't talk your head off. But yeah, this game is more about money than it is about morals, for real, because a lot of people put their morals aside for money. And it's not just strippers, bro. Hell no. This bar club game, bro, a lot of motherfuckers put morals aside for money. Like, niggas too. We not even just talking about bitches. I'm talking about DJs, promoters, grown-ass men with dicks. Balls. Like, they got dick and balls, and they putting shit aside for $1. They let niggas disrespect them all crazy. Like, I know DJs that let owners smack the shit out of them and come back and still work for them. Like, let niggas do whatever the fuck they want, talk to them whenever the fuck they want. It be what it is, bro. Niggas suck that shit up because they get paid. They like, man, fuck that shit, I just want my money. Fuck that shit, I just want money. Niggas is bitches. Hey, yo, these niggas be bitches for real, guys. I ain't even gonna lie. Not even just them, though. It's niggas that just be in the club for real, that wanna be dicky and niggas that get money. It's real bad, bro. It's bad. You feel me? Like, oh, yeah, that's my bro. Nigga, you don't even know that nigga name. What's his name? That's the boy, RB. RB who? Like, you don't even know this nigga. Shut the fuck up. You don't know Robert? Niggas don't even be knowing niggas. Nigga, that's why I ain't nothing worse than a dick-eating ass nigga, bro. It's one thing for bitches to dick-eat you and shit. That's expected. Especially when you, like, you carrying, when you a carrier. The bitches gonna dick-eat you, feel me? They gonna, you know what I mean? They gonna spice you up a little bit, but as a man, the dick-eating be crazy in the clubs, bro. You don't even be knowing who is who at after a while, bro. It's like, you couldn't even pick a side if a problem was to occur because you done broed half the niggas in this bitch. Mm-mm. It's a sad day. It's a sad days in the time. Post-pandemic is sad. During the pandemic, all the niggas had money. Everybody had money. So everybody was like, that bull, like, everybody was like, yeah, you know, this shit ain't nothing. And it wasn't nothing because it wasn't yours. You ain't work for that shit. When you working for that shit, bro, it's something. When you all got to grind for this shit, when you got to wake up, you feel every fucking dollar, bro. Every cent, my nigga. Yeah, bro, I bust my ass for this shit. I put shit on the line for this shit. Nigga, if I want to enjoy, if I'm enjoying myself from the work that I put in, cool. You feel me? But that pandemic money was different shit. I was different. Stop playing with me. Nigga, I cashed out too. The fuck? But it wasn't mine. It was like, here, bitch. Like, I don't need that. I was making mine already. But that was just added. You feel me? Like, so when you got something added that you ain't really working for, that shit is nothing. I got like a little 10 type, like don't fall, like me ain't trying to go to jail or nothing, but I got like a little 10 bands or something. Shit, don't know bad, bro. You see, like, stimmy me, brain Trump back. I need that, because that was play money for sure. Mm-mm. But the niggas was living off that shit like it wasn't ever going to go nowhere. Niggas was like acting like that was gonna be like the pandemic was never gonna be over. Like, y'all know this shit. Like, motherfuckers, I'm just watching niggas that went from sleeping on the floor to being in the club throwing shit like crazy. Upgraded everything. Everybody had Balenci's. They used to be like, you see a nigga with some designer shit, you be like, oh shit, what the fuck? He getting to it. Pandemic, everybody had designer shit. Saks was full. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, it was a line outside these designer stores. Them joints empty now, bro. Go ahead to the mall. Look for yourself. Go check it out. You feel me? You can walk right the fuck in that motherfucking store. Yeah, man. Ain't no line, ain't no nothing. The greeters is they outside of the store looking for niggas. You know what I'm saying? You be seeing motherfuckers work for Gucci in the food mart. Like, where the fuck y'all going? You going to... where's the customers? They fucked up. It's fucked up out here right now. You hear me? Money is slow. It's tight. Yeah. Yeah. It ain't a dollar. A dollar ain't... A dollar is a dollar now. That's all I'm going to say about that. A dollar is a dollar now. So... Stay back on topic. We gonna get back to the main topic where it's about money and not morals for with this shit. I mean, and it's always cool to have morals. It is some people that like like even the ones that be like don't and don't assume everybody's selling pussy in the club, because all the bitches don't. One way or another time, I feel like my personal opinion, I feel like all girls, like at some point, like if it's not one way, it might not be straight up like this or that, but I mean, you in there, you tipping the girl, that's how you get her attention. Like, because she ain't really paying attention to niggas for real, they don't really see him. So if you throwing money, you spending money, that get bitches' attention. Money get bitches' attention. So if you can say that they're not selling pussy per se, but if you got money, it makes it a lot easier to get pussy. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah, like, you can pay a bitch bill, or you mean give a bitch enough bread to like make her look like damn, like you like, cause that's what tell them that you like them. Like you can say you like them, they don't really like that. Ain't really like the that ain't really like what they looking for. Like they don't really look to be liked. Like these bitches is being for like they don't really give a fuck if you like them. If you like a bitch, bro, spend money on her, because in this game, in the clubs and shit like that, that's how they connected to. If you like me, you will give me money. Now, as wrong and bad as it sounds, it sounds bad. And it's simp. Bro, niggas be acting like we don't do simp shit. We do. You just get it for the right person, a nigga do some simp shit. You just ain't do it yet. Like, or you just ain't got it to do that. A lot of shit niggas call simp shit be basic nigga shit. Like, you don't like niggas wasting your time. They don't like people wasting their time. All right, boom. What's the deal? All right, you spend money. Okay. Okay. They like that shit. So, you gonna have to be a little bit of a simp. I like to consider myself as a non-simp. But I do simp shit. You can do simp shit and not be a simp. You feel me? Like, I didn't get bitch racks. You feel me? Like, I didn't cash out. You feel me? But I'm not an overall simp. I hope niggas and bitches don't see me as an overall simp. But I did some simp shit. Man, we all done been there. And yeah, I done some simp shit. I ain't even gonna go into story time yet. I'ma wait a little bit. We gonna stay on this topic. But definitely done did some simp shit to prove a point. I done did some simp shit to make another bitch mad. I'm talking like, bitch, if I'm trying to go at a joint and she ain't on that shit, I come in that bitch and tip her friend like, oh, no, just her. Well, yeah, bitch, this is for your friend. Mm-hmm. Watch me spend this bread on your friend since you want to act like YouTube, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to get her, and she going to give you a number too. What you do with it after that, it is what it is, because you got to look right. Bitches give a number out all the time. You can get a number that's only like 10% of the battle, bro. Getting a girl number in the club is like, you got to understand, like, that's what they do. They do clubs, so they want you to come back. They want you to spend that again and again and again. As many times as they can get you to spend that money, that's what they're going to set you up for. But there's always a kicker. As you spending that money, you need to be putting down your seeds. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be sowing your seeds. Because at the same time, while you spending it, you growing something. Now, what you grow is up to you. What you put out in that atmosphere. She might think you corny as shit, bro. I'm going to be honest with you, cousin. She might think you corny as shit and still respond and get you to come hit that bread up. So you got to understand how much of a simp are you willing to go. You got to have a simp limit. You got to have a simp limit, bro. Like, and sometimes when a bitch feel like you about to hit that simp limit, they might be like, you know what? Let me get this nigga some pussy. I'm about to lose my simp. They might give you some pussy, bro. They might just feed you. They might feed you a little bit. They see you starving and you ready for your meal. And you like, bitch, if I'm not about to hit this shit, I'm out. They might be like, I wasn't going to, but here it go. Here go a little bit of that. And it might restart your simp meter. But a real, listen, let me tell you something, bro. If you been simping for some pussy, bro, and we all been there, I don't want to get too far off topic, but we got to address this. If you been simping for some pussy, and we've all been there, fellas, we simp for pussy sometimes. It's cool. It's a whole army of us. It's not just you. Sometimes when you do some corny shit, you might think it's just you. But no. We it's a brotherhood of simps out here. We all simping for the pussy. So when you simp for some pussy and she give it to you, bro, that's what you gotta do. You gotta fuck this bitch like she ain't never been fucked before, bro. Like, you gotta, like, cook her ass, bro. Because if you give her some normal dick, bro, you just gonna hire back in the simp mode. But if you cook her ass, bro, like, cook her, bro. You gotta, like, fuck this bitch like you'll never see her again in life. You in there. I'm gonna tell you, you in there. Like, fucking swimwear, bro. You gotta cook her ass. Don't. You gotta hold, like, no stops, bro. If you've been simping for a while, bro, I'm talking, like, months of simping. You hitting it. You've been simping. You know how much you spent. Niggas, yeah, girls don't know. Niggas know exactly how much they spent. I just want y'all to know that. Y'all be thinking like, oh, he got money. He just be... Bro, I'm telling you, cuz, I can go back a year and tell you exactly how many ones I got, how many I threw, how many I left with, which is a nut-ass shit. You're not supposed to leave with no ones, but nigga, we all do it. We all do it, man. Because a nigga get 1,000 ones to make it look good, but niggas like, I really only want to spend like 7. Let me put like 3 in a tuck. Let me put 3 in a tuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck that. I ain't about to do this. If 7 get the job done, it get the job done. But if you get to like 6 and 5 and you like, you don't feel accomplished enough, like you like, gotta add a little more simp money in this, man. Gotta simp it up a little bit more, bro. Gotta simp it up a little bit more. Mm-hmm. You add to the pot, you feel me? So we know how much we have spent, and this is over about a year. Like, it could go on. Like, cause sometimes my simp don't cash out until like months, sometimes year later, bro. You might simp for a while and you feel me? Here it go. You mean that ticket finally hit? You feel me? It's like FanDuel. You playing the odds. The more you spend, but it's different. See, with them Jones, your picks, I'm just putting in sports mode, you got a pick, but the more money you put into it, it raised the odds. You feel me? It's different. It's not just boom, 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 boom. No, the more money you put, your odds go up. Unless you just a cornball. But if you sturdy and you putting money into the simp account, you cashing out on your simp account, bro, your odds go up a hidden. And that's what most niggas want to do. We ain't really trying. Real niggas, we ain't trying to take y'all out the club for real, bro. Y'all still gonna be in the club, so I don't want you to think like, I know niggas be like, I'll take you away from all this shit, man. Them niggas ain't taking nobody from shit, bro. You gotta find a super simp. That, I mean, like a hero simp. Like, you ever, like, you see the S on your Superman chest? That shit is for simp. You gotta find a Clark simp. Not Clark Kent. You gotta find a Clark simp. Like a nigga that's willing to hop in that phone booth and come out with a super simp on his chest to come out to take you out of the club, bro. But outside of that, we regular simps. You know what I'm saying? We local simps. It's some international simps. It's some millionaire simps. You feel me? 9 times out of 10, them ain't the niggas you around, though. Like, We getting by and got enough money to play a little bit. But we ain't super simps. Like, we ain't private jet flying. We ain't got a crib in different states type shit. You feel me? We local simps. We Philadelphian simps. Yeah, so when you back to the point, bro, when they give you that shit, when they give you that pussy, you gotta destroy it, my nigga. Like, and don't just get in there and rabbit fuck. I'm not saying, like, you gotta know how to fuck too. Like, you can't just be like, but no stop. Like, if she like that shit, you gotta do all of that. Whatever she like. If that's the one you wanna be, if you wanna cook again without having to simp your way all the way up. Cause once you cook, your simp meter has been replenished. You gotta restart. Unless you go in that shit. You gotta say shit like a job, bro. Whatever you gotta do to warm up, bro, do not go in there and get that bitch 3 minutes and that shit trash. Cause she gonna tell her friends. She gonna tell them other bitches. Strippers talk, bro. Them bitches talk. Bottle girl, whatever. The bitches in the club talk. Yeah, I fucked them. Yeah, she was alright. Nah, could have been better. Bro, I didn't hear some of this shit. And I didn't even want to hear it. I'm not even like one of them type niggas that want to hear about other niggas shit. Like, so it's like, I know bitches done heard everything. So watch it. Be cautious. My fellow simp brother, put it down. Make it worth it, bro. And when you come out on the other side, you probably won't even have to cash out as much. After that, it's just cosmetic money. You got the car now. You just got to get, like, oil changes, new tires, you know what I'm saying? A little tune-up here and there. A little hair done sometimes, you feel me? A little nail money sometimes, like, you feel me? Just a little, it'll add up. But it's like, it's not, you don't gotta go all in no more. Cause you put it down and shit like that. Niggas is still going all in after they done cracked. Niggas is either trying to be like pretending super simps, or they ain't really, like, they ain't do what they were supposed to do when it was time to do it. That's all I can say. So back to the regular schedule program. Back to the regular program. Money over morals. In the club, it's money over morals. In the streets, it's morals over money. But you gotta lose that shit, because ain't no, and to people that's like working these clubs, understand, like, everything is about a dollar. Like, I ran clubs for five years now. Bro, don't nobody owe you shit in these clubs, bro. So if you run a club, or if you like working in a club, don't take this shit personal. These girls are going to go where money is at. And there is nothing wrong with this, because this is why they doing it. They not doing this shit to be your friend. Don't get caught up in the hype, my nigga. This shit is all money. Money, money, money. Like, they there for money. All right, cool. If it's money there. They going to support you. Like, I done felt the love and support. I done had my ups and downs in this shit. This shit go, it come and it go. It go left, and it be right a lot of times. So you just, your job is to make it more right than left. Don't take nothing personal, can it? Like, you go in a joint, and they be like, oh, you back now, huh? Bro, man, cut that shit out, cuz. Let the bitch come work when she want to work. Stop making it weird. You niggas be weirdos, cuz. Like, y'all niggas think these bitches belong. Y'all, some of these clubs be thinking these bitches belong to them. They don't. Like, y'all get paid for what y'all do. So, like, if you pay them to, if you paying, like, a bartender or a bottle girl, whatever the case is, they get paid to be there, they gonna be there. But it ain't no contract. If they wanna work somewhere else, nigga, that's where they gonna work. The fuck, who you think you is? If a bitch want to dance somewhere else, she pays to dance. Almost every place you go, you paying to dance. Ain't no loyalty in that shit. And bitch don't owe you shit. So treat it on both ways of record. Don't get too into it where you starting to feel bitter about somebody that's not there anymore. Or somebody that's, like, working at another club because, or haven't been there in a while. Whatever the case is, people got their own fucking life, bro. Everybody got their own life and their own shit. If your club dry, your club dry, my nigga. What you want her to do? She tried. She came to work. She worked. Ain't no money there. She gonna go to the next place. Hopefully there's some money there. These bitches is not under contract. You gotta let them be free. Every dog got his day. So your club could go from jumping for a couple weeks to dry for a couple weeks. Now, if them bitches like the environment that you put out there and they willing to, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, all right, well, boom, boom, boom. This is a cool environment. I'm gonna be here. But that's not even guaranteed. They might, you know me, at the end of the day, they got bills to pay. Why you fuck about how cool you is or how thorough you is, bro? Money over morals. This shit is mom. I'm gonna call this episode mom. Money over morals. In this game is money over a lot of shit. It's money over everything, for real, for real. Everything here is not even just morals. So let me just cool. I'm going to cool out on the moral part, because that shit make people feel a little bit more personal, for real, for real. Because it's not just about morals. It's about life. It's money over you. It's money over your club. It's money over this nigga right here that's just talking too much. It's money over that bitch over there that I don't like, but we in a club right now. We gotta make this money. Bit like, when you in a club, money is first. Money is the first thing. That's all it is about. So don't get it fucked up. Don't have different. Don't be all personal and bitter and sad and mad and this, that, and the third, and and bro, nobody give a fuck about none of that shit, bro. Money over morals, bro. Money over everything, Kenny. It's a club, bro. If you want to find somebody that's be loyal to you, go to church. If you want to find somebody to like, go somewhere else, bro. But don't walk in these clubs thinking somebody owe you something. Don't be in these joint thinking somebody got to tolerate, listen to you talking all day and not spending no money. Everything is about money, gang. That's all it is. That's all it is, for. I usually give a little personal story and shit like that about some of the experience that I had. I can't think of one right now that's not too federal. You gotta keep this story on a non-federal basis and shit like that. Maybe next time I'll give y'all a story time as far as an experience as far as that shit, because that shit be real, cuz. Like, and if you got a girl that work in the clubs, cuz, or if you done got a girl that, that's what I'm gonna say. That's the last thing I'm gonna say before we get up out of here, because I got shit to do too. So if you got a girl or somebody you talk to that's in these clubs, bro, understand they working. It's gonna be another nigga that come in a club that got money that's trying to get your bitch. If she a bottle girl, if she a bartender, bitch can serve hookah, she can be a stripper, bitch can be whatever the fuck you want, bro. Niggas is coming for your bitch. You gotta keep it P. You feel me? The weirder you act, the easier it is. Trust me, I know. You know how you got your bitch. Somebody else is on the way doing the same. So what you do, my simp brothers, you hold it down. P.O.P. You be strong. You be strong, my nigga. You be, stay thorough. Stay doing what you gotta do. Don't stop fucking the shit out of her, cousin. You fuck her good every time. You remind that bitch, ain't nobody gonna fuck you like me, nigga. Yeah, turn up, bro. Turn the fuck up. Do what you gotta do. Handle it how you gotta handle it. But do not fold under pressure. Do not fold, my nigga, because the second you fold, it's a nigga waiting to fuck you, bitch, and she already got their number. It's a simp who's filling up his meter right now. And the only reason why he ain't cash out, because he gets some bags, is in his way. Mm-hmm. So stay solid. This shit about money, let her get her money. You ain't about to, you mean cover everything she gotta do. She ain't gonna make her money, let her make her money. Keep it P. Don't over simp it. You know what I'm saying? And we gonna get it like that. Money over everything. You feel me? We here for the money. Everybody there for the money. That's all it is to it. Zone 6 Radio. We back for the next edition, next episode. I'm out of here.